On the morning of the 1st of November, 1755, Lisbon was hit by a devastating earthquake, estimated now to have been around 9 on the Richter scale. It was All Saints' Day, and the collapsing churches crushed the worshippers inside, while the candles caused fires that swept through the city. Survivors rushed to the docks for safety, but were engulfed by an enormous tsunami which flooded the harbour and rushed up the Tagus River. There were an estimated 40,000 casualties, and 85% of Lisbon's buildings were destroyed. Tremors were felt in North Africa and even as far away as South America. In Germany, strange movements of water in wells were noted on that day, but it was only a month later that the detailed news of the drastic occurrence appeared in the Hamburg newspapers. Two ships were packed up and sent to aid the survivors of Lisbon. The following year, the citizens of Hamburg held a special day of penance to mark the event with fasting and prayer. Telemann was asked to write an ode. The result, the Donner Ode or Thunder Ode, was to be one of the biggest successes of his life. The text is an adaptation of Psalm 8 and 29, and it represents the destructive forces of nature and the power of God. Reference is made to a thunderstorm instead of an earthquake, and this gives Telemann the chance to be quite operatic in his settings of some of the text. In the duet for two basses, ornamentation and timpani rolls resemble the grumble of thunder. Stephen Roberts and Michael George are accompanied by Collegium Musicum 90 under Richard Hickox in this recording of the duet Es donnert, das er verherrlichet, from Telemann's Donner Ode. Donnert, das es verherrlichet, from the Donner Ode by Telemann.